Ready to record?
I'm ready. I'm always ready.
Here we go. Y vuelve el mentado y nos que viene azotando.
La está botando, lo está acabando, la está matando. You brought the papers down, right?
Ay, 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 chiquitita. Como me gusta esa niña.
Hey guys, it's the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here. What's up? What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm just trying to think of what we're going to talk about today. But
the basement throws her off because we have a big water leak down here now.
Oh, my God. It's
big,
like,
H2O problem.
It's raining down here. Literally raining.
It's not raining.
It's a flood down here.
It's a little bit of a flood.
It's a flood. And we're doing a lot of... what are we doing, Jeff? Decluttering.
Yeah,
yesterday
cleaning.
Yesterday was decluttering.
Yeah.
I mean...
Anybody want any pants? Let me know. 516-637-3254.
Oh, my God.
I have a lot of 34 waist jeans that
are
too big on me.
We literally have a whole room full of bins of clothing that we're... A lot of it still has tags that is being given away.
Right.
You know, a lot of homeless shelters.
Right.
Anyway, guys, so it is... today's Monday. Jeff, what's today's date? Today is the... Today
ninth.
Is the ninth. Gosh.
This will be my parents' anniversary.
Wow, how many
my
years?
My father and mother got married this day in 1953.
Really?
So it would be 68 years if my dad was still around.
Wow, 68. Damn. Wow.
Yeah, I know. You can't tolerate me for all these years we've been together. How the hell do you do 68?
Oh, seriously, 68. Wow.
I remember 2 years into this marriage, I called my brother. I said, if I'm still married to this woman in 2 years, come kill me.
Yep. Anyway, we got
I'm still alive.
Yeah.
We straightened everything out, right?
Yep,
right, honey?
Yep, we did.
We got a little going here, don't we?
Yep. Jeff, so what I was going to tell you that so Cuomo is in trouble now, right?
Oh, he's
the latest I heard on him. The latest I heard on him is that he had been in talks that he does not want to be impeached. So there is plans that this is what they said the latest, right? Which is actually void now because he's waited so long. He was in talks. I don't know with who. I don't know who it is, okay?
In talks.
Yes, that he does not want to be impeached. In return, he will not run for a fourth term.
I figured, see, I told you that last week, go back to last week's podcast. I told you he's not going to run again.
But since now, there are now criminal charges brought against him, they say it is now too late for that because he has not made a decision. It is now too late for that. So it's like every day something new happens, right?
Yes, every day it's more exciting news. We should do a whole Andrew Cuomo segment.
Oh my
now.
God! And then I think your guy Stelter, Brian Stelter, said that CNN's his brother, what's his brother's name?
Chris Cuomo.
Chris Cuomo he is forbidden to even say a word about his brother.
Well, he can't talk about
it.
Yeah,
he's forbidden, but he said he's got a lot to say, according to Brian Stelter, right?
Okay, from CNN.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll see what happens with that. What are your thoughts, Jeff, on that?
He's going to go. I mean,
You think that's going to be, he's going to be impeached or he's going to go voluntarily?
You know, I don't know. He's trying the Donald Trump plan, which is just you ignore it. You just stay in office and just keep going. You keep pushing forward. The only problem with that in New York is that, you know, he has no support. Trump always had people who were still willing to support him. Cuomo has nobody who's willing to support
him. Nobody's
on
his side anymore. Nobody.
Nobody.
You haven't even heard a peep out of his daughters.
No.
All these daughters. He's got Micaela, who's always posting something.
How do you say her name?
Micaela.
Not Michaela?
Michaela, you're right. I thought it was Michaela. You're Michaela, you're right. But lately she's not posted a thing. None of the daughters and the Kennedys have not said one word.
Were they harassed too? Did he harass his own daughters?
Oh, don't say that. That's
I'm
not nice.
Kidding.
That is not nice.
I'm asking.
Yikes. No.
All right, forget it. Let's talk about the guy from Cool and the Gang Who Died. Right?
Hold on a second. So moving on to another political person, Obama had his 60th birthday party over the weekend, right?
Yes.
There were a lot of rumors that he had dwindled the guest list down to nobody, right?
Dwindled. Yes, he had shrunk the list down to like nobody, but apparently there were still tons of people that came. It was a giant tent.
Yeah, supposedly a photographer leaked photos.
I saw that.
Which he was told to delete. But it was too late because somebody, I guess, photoshopped those photos.
Photoshopped them. No, they sent them. They made them go viral, right?
Yeah, it went viral. So it was actually too late to delete them.
It's Obama dancing, right?
Yeah. And they're not, no one's wearing a mask.
Oh, no, he didn't, says the Post. Yesterday's New York Post says they partied like it was 2019.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I get it that we, you know, you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear masks, but you know what? We're still in the middle of it. You know that? We're still kind of in the middle of it.
My phone's ringing.
Oh, hold on, hold. Oh, I gotta take this. All right, keep talking. Keep talking.
Oh, it was your phone ringing?
Yes, keep talking. I get.
Oh, wonder what that is. Oh, wonder if it's really. It sounds like it's an emergency from our school. Something having to do with our. Something having to do with our son at the nursery school. Something's going on there. Hope nothing alarming is happening. Looks like we're going to have to pick him up a little early today, apparently. I don't know. Carolina is on the phone. Very quietly on the phone. I might put this podcast on hold. Phone call's done? Okay, I stopped, and now we're re-recording again.
Okay, guys.
What was the big drama with our son? Something exciting?
No, nothing exciting.
Four-year-olds beating each other up?
Yeah, and it's also Jackson's birthday party this Friday, so teacher wants to let me know what's acceptable, what's not. So,
peanuts.
Yes, no peanuts. No peanuts.
No, how about vodka?
No, that's for the parents. That's for the parents.
You know, Grigio?
Yeah, that's for the parents.
How about, what was the other one I was thinking? Not tequila. I was thinking of something really hard that would get kids really drunk.
Oh, I don't even know. NyQuil? I don't know.
NyQuil, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? On Barcelona, we once did a survey of parents, and we weren't parents then, okay? But I'm like, oh, I was in shock of women and the parents that called in, like, what's the worst you've given your kid, like, you know, to calm them down, you know?
Oh, people and must have called and said horrible things.
NyQuil. I'm like, I said a little bit of rum. I'm like, what? I said, what
The liquor thing's not surprising because that was done years ago. That doesn't shock me at all. My grandmother gave me Jack Daniels for a toothache. And it worked.
I'm just like,
And I don't like Jack Daniels today.
Like,
it didn't make
what?
Me drink.
First of all, the one who drinks here when Jackson gets crazy is Mimi, okay? Mommy, you know?
Mimi.
Mommy, me, it's me.
Yeah.
But Jackson normally gets a timeout, but sometimes that doesn't work.
Yeah, timeout. I think timeout's a part of the Pony Express. I think it's come and gone.
I also believe in spare the rod and spoil the child. Not all the time, okay? Because that's also not okay all the time. Super duper 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 misbehaves. You know what he gets?
What?
He gets a pat right on his butt. Mm, yeah,
exactly. Why don't you take my rod and spare this child? I don't even know what I'm saying.
But anyway, hey, let's get back. So Obama had what? How many people did you?
I don't know. In the end, I don't know how many people showed up. No. A lot, though. There were a lot.
There were a lot of people there.
It was a football field sized tent. They said.
Jeff. And it was crowded. Okay, it was crowded.
Yeah, and they're grabbing that nobody had a mask on, but everybody's vaccinated at this party, so they weren't having a mask on.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not going to die, are they? But, I hope not.
But Jeff, you know what? The rise in COVID cases is going up again.
Right. Mostly the unvaccinated, though.
But you would think, no, Jeff, also vaccinated people, okay? It doesn't matter. But you would think, Jeff, okay, a former ex-president, okay, you think you'd be a role model, okay? Uh-huh, you need to be a role model. Having a massive party. I understand it's your 60th birthday, but having a massive party, everyone dancing. Jeff, would you be surprised if somebody had COVID at the end of this?
I would be surprised if somebody got it.
You probably won't hear about it, though.
No.
You probably will not hear about it. They'll be incognito.
Caroline, if I had known John Legend and Chrissy Teigen were going, I wouldn't have declined the invitation.
Hey, can I tell you something? I used to like Chrissy Teigen, right?
Oh, now she's a bully. You don't like her anymore?
No, I shouldn't say that because everyone in the world makes mistakes, okay? Mm-hmm. She says she's now in counseling, so I shouldn't say that.
I really believe she's in counseling because she was writing bad things about people online.
Well, this is the thing. This is what I'm like. I'm kind of leery about her. You know why? Because a couple of weeks ago, she says, you know what? I am done with social media. You will never see me
and
in social media again.
She's back on, right?
She's back on again. She's back on.
It's an addiction. You can't say no.
But
celebrities, they love publicity.
But why say that? You bullied people, and I get that. You're it's like, you know what? It's an addiction. She was mean to people. She bullied them. She's getting help now. I get that.
But she thought she was being funny. Remember, she just thought it was snarky funny.
Yeah, but it hurt a lot. It hurt a lot of people.
I know. If you take that stuff seriously,
that cannot be done. That cannot be done.
Nope.
Anyway, so
700 people they claim are getting together at Obama's party.
Wait, first that's how it was, and they said they were going to whittle that down.
Yeah.
What happened?
700 was the initial number.
Jeff, you know what? I'm always curious. Like, what is the food for that party?
I mean, kale chips and broccoli. I'm sure that's all it was. Hello, I'd like a steak. No, you're having kale chips.
I wonder if the ex-president.
I'd like a fried chicken. Huh?
I wonder what the ex-president drinks. I'm just curious.
What he drinks?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Probably beer.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Okay.
I can make a really stupid joke, but I won't. I mean, who knows what he drinks?
Yeah. Anyway, hey, listen, Jeff. So now
29 acre property he's got there, though, huh? On the vineyard.
Wow.
Martha's Vineyard, by the way, is very nice for those.
Somebody did not want to go for so many years. I begged him, please, let's go. Let's visit it.
Because the rap on Martha's Vineyard is that it's only a vacation spot for the rich, when the reality is that, yeah, the rich have their homes there, but there's these ferries for the commoners, ferries for the normal people that go over.
And bed and breakfasts that are affordable. But anyway, it is affordable. We've been there, so anyway. Listen.
Oh, Bradley Cooper went with his daughter, Leia, to the, maybe it's Leah, L-E-A.
Yeah.
To the band party.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
I have a question. What? Go ahead.
The handshake. Will that return?
The handshake will come back, yeah.
They're saying that it may not come back for years.
Mm.
I have not shaken anyone's hands in two years.
Really?
I hugged one person, and that was about it.
When's the last time you put your hand in my crotch?
That's been also 2 years, I think.
Oh, horrible way I put that. 2 years. I think it's been like 200. Ah, sorry.
Anyway, listen. You're not being funny today.
Do you think Barack Obama has John Legend's phone number?
Of course he does.
Really?
Yeah, of course he does.
You think Obama has Bradley Cooper's phone number?
Of course he does. Well, I'm sure he didn't personally invite them. I'm sure he's got a publicist.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got who
reaches out to Don Cheadle to get him to come to a party?
First of all,
and he shows up too.
Jeff, if Barack Obama and his PR calls you, Jeff, can you come to his party? What are you going to say? I'm there. I'll be there a week early. What are you going to say?
It's amazing. Oh, yeah. You know who lives there, too? Alan Dershowitz, the famous lawyer.
Oh, yeah, of
course.
His
property, I heard, abuts Obama's property.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I heard that Geraldo told some story about how Geraldo was at a party for Alan Dershowitz.
Mm-hmm.
And they said to Obama, just go over and say hello. And because Geraldo's on Fox News, and Fox News is very Republican conservative, they don't like Obama, that Obama would not go over to talk to Geraldo.
And he was at the party.
And he was like next door.
Oh, okay.
That's really? The story that Geraldo told.
I don't believe that. I don't know if I believe that.
No?
One. I don't think I believe that. Hey, look up the story in the New York Post where it says get back to PERC. Because supposedly, a lot of people, this is what was last said, okay?
Yes.
A lot of people are comfortable who were unemployed for a while, Jeff, unemployment runs out in a couple of weeks, okay?
Then they're going to start working.
Yeah, so meanwhile, a lot of companies are offering like big-time perks to get employees, to get people back to working.
Uh-huh.
So what does that list say?
Free sex.
No, but what does it say, really? What does it say?
I told
you about it this morning.
I know. You
didn't read it, did you?
You want a free Tesla? Just show up at the office.
Is that what it says?
In lieu of simply mandating a return to the in-person daily grind, some companies are wooing workers with some tough-to-pass-up perks of getting back to work. And now they're going way beyond doling out free coffee and bagels. Luxurious vacations by private jet.
Wow.
Cash prizes of $10,000.
Wow.
And even a Model S Tesla are all being raffled at random to vaccinated in-person staff at global real estate company CoStar Group. Is that the corporate?
Wow.
No, that's different.
Wow.
Wow. So you get a chance to be in a lottery to win a Tesla.
But I also know companies like, Jeff, is it Google? You don't have to go back to work for, I think, another year.
Google said at least October. Then they said the winter now.
Now, and also, a lot of companies are offering stock. They're also offering a lot of bonuses and only go to the office 3 times a week instead of 5.
Well,
so
would think that companies like Google that are so online, that's all they do is they're an online company.
Yeah, right.
You would think that they would have, why do they even need an office?
Yeah, right.
Right?
I don't know, but they said that they want their people back, but they also realize that they can also be productive at home as well.
Right.
But so as an incentive, they're letting their employees work 3 days out of the 5-day work week at home.
Three at home.
Yeah, and then two in the office.
Two in the office. Not bad.
That's not bad at all. And making the same money? I wouldn't mind doing that.
I'm working 5 days from home right now.
Exactly.
And I keep my wife up all night. She gripes and moans.
I know, right?
What?
Hey, listen, Jeff. Listen, real quick before we get out of here, right? There is a new hotel opening in London. And now my phone doesn't want to open it up. It's a KFC-based It's a KFC-themed hotel based in London.
So limited time, right? Like, remember the Taco Bell hotel?
I don't remember that. What was there? It was like all...
It was all Taco Bell.
Oh
theme.
Yeah, they said yeah. Really?
They had the you know, the, what do you call it, the things that float in the water, the mats, you know, the floating mats.
Oh yeah, they were taco.
They were sauce packets.
They were the sauce packets. Remember, you're right.
I tried finding
right.
them online. Yeah, couldn't find them online. I wanted to get one so bad.
So I don't know KFC. I mean, my mother loves KFC.
Oh, people love
my mom
KFC.
I mean, but would she want to go to a hotel?
Yes,
themed?
your mother would eat it every morning. She'd have a KFC smoothie.
Every time my mom comes over here, I said, Mom, what do you want for dinner? Chicken. Yesterday, she was here for breakfast. I said, Mom, what do you want? You want a sandwich? She goes, yeah, chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich.
Mom, it's 7 in the morning. You want chicken.
Your mother must love KFC now because they have a chicken sandwich, too. You know, the big KFC sandwich?
Yeah, no, she just likes her regular, you know, chicken, crispy chicken with potato salad on the side.
Did you see the Burger King sandwich?
No, I haven't seen it.
And it's called Chiking. Right?
Uh-huh.
The new one's called Chiking.
Like that, like when the sound you make for the register? Cha-ching?
Like Chiking?
Yeah, oh.
Okay, but the weird part about it is that when you look at the word, the way they wrote it,
mm-hmm.
it looks like choking.
Oh,
it
really?
Looks like the word choking.
Really?
Like it's the last thing you want to have when people want to, you're going to eat your food. That
really?
You're going to be choking on it.
Really?
That's what it kind of looks like, the word choking.
Wow.
Chiking.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm
Jeff,
still reading the story about the perks to come back to work, but go ahead.
Okay. Hey, listen. Modern Family's Julie Bowen. Did you hear what she did?
The mother on Mother Modern Family.
Yeah, yeah. Helped rescue a hiker who had fainted in a Utah national park.
Really?
I saw some of the news. I'm just reading it now. Let me see that. I guess she saw that this person had fainted and went over to see what she was doing.
Really?
Yep.
She seems like a normal person, though.
Yeah, she's like a nice person, right?
Right? Some celebrities seem very nice.
And who passed away this past week? Marky Post, right?
Marky Post. Remember Night Court?
No, I never saw that.
You never saw Night Court?
I know the actresses, though.
And Harry died. The main guy on Night Court died.
Who was that?
Bull died. And the woman, remember the woman, remember Selma, the actress from Night Court.
Oh, really? She passed? Wow.
Yeah.
So the whole gang's gone now?
No, the only one, John Larroquette's alive. Remember
okay,
him?
Yeah, I know who that
and
is.
And the comedian. Oh, my God, she was so funny. I hate to describe people this way. The very black comic. Oh, my God. Remember who I'm talking about?
No.
Shoot.
Anyway, so...
Who else died?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
One of the guys from Cool and the Gang. Not the main guy, the saxophone player, right?
Oh, what's he gonna do?
Is that who died?
You wanna get down?
Who died?
He's the founder of that group.
So when they say JT, don't you feel good, man? That's who they were talking about?
I guess so. I've never been a fan too much of this group, but, you know, I know a couple of songs.
Come on, this song.
Get down on it.
Yeah, oh, that's the name of it? Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, the song is called Get Down On It, Caroline.
This podcast
which
is called
something
the Carolina Cadillo Show podcast.
Which is something you should do in about 5 minutes. You should get down on it. You want to get down on it? I just saw her die. I just saw it 5 seconds ago.
How you going to do it if you really don't want to dance by standing on the wall?
Get your back up off the wall.
Hey guys, if you want to advertise, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Carrillo. You know, Jeff, a lot of people have been texting me, asking me what's up with the Tiffany perfumes, the perks that we're going to be giving away. That's coming soon. We also have tickets. Just keep listening. I'll tell you guys.
What tickets?
Jeff, a lot of concerts
tickets
are popping up.
To pick up my laundry at the Chinese laundry.
Exactly.
Do they still have Chinese laundries?
I don't know.
Remember that when I was a kid? That's the only people that own laundromats.
Okay.
The Chinese.
I don't know. But anyway, keep listening to the show, okay? And I'll let you guys know.
Want another random thought?
Well, we have tickets and we have Tiffany, some Tiffany stuff to give away, okay?
Bruce Springsteen's daughter won a silver medal.
I heard about that. Yes, I heard about that. Wow.
See, I'm just not just rambling. I'm coming up with some good stories.
Exactly.
You know why she's thrown off? Because she found that her child beat the crap out of another kid at the school
today. That's not even true.
I'm kidding.
All right, guys, we're out of here. We're out of here.
I didn't say anything.
Your information, Jeff. Let's get out of here.
Oh, yeah. JJ to DJ at optonline.net. 516-637-3254. Give us a buzz. We'll be back with more podcast fun later in the week, right?
Yep.
Yeah, man. Thanks for listening, everybody. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production. Do you want to get out?